talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of developments. India has just announced that it will buy 30 armed drones from the U.S. to counter Chinese invasion of their disputed border. Why is that important? India and China are two of the most, well, along with Japan, are the most important countries to our security in the Western Pacific, Eastern Asia, and Southeastern Asia. India has about 1.3 billion people, China about 1.5, the two of them together, almost 3 billion people. There are only 7.8 billion people in the whole world, and a lot of them are right there. China and India can't stand each other. One is fundamentally Hindu and Hindu religious and racial tradition. The other, fundamentally originally Buddhist, now communist, of course, Chaicoms, and the Han Chinese are the dominant ones, and they're oil and water. Now, both fine people. We have very many fine people of Indian descent and Chinese descent in this country. But the fact, that is just the plain fact of the matter. And the Chaicoms lately have been adversarial to us, building fake islands in the South China Sea, then saying that they control the ocean 200 miles on all sides. And we send the Navy, and it's about, and thank God we do. They go right there. My fellow naval officers and enlisted men go right there, right up past the islands, because they're fake islands. China's doing it to the Philippines. They're doing it to Vietnam. It's important to handcuff that giant, and India is a big part of our plans. India is our ally. We'd like China to be our ally, but they're Chaicoms, and right now they're not. They're adversarial. So is India going to use the 30 armed drones against the Chinese? I hope not. Very likely they won't. We have sold them unarmed drones so that they can monitor the Chinese. You know, they have a border, several borders, and they're always disputed, sort of no man's land, and occasionally a bunch of Chinese soldiers and Indian soldiers will go after each other. We want to stop that. So this permits armed drones, and if they start pulling stuff, India will have some frontline capability to drive them back. That's what's going on. The second thing that's going on over there is that it sends a message to China. You know, we are not going to tolerate, China's lately started to threaten Taiwan. Taiwan is 100 miles from the Chinese mainland, but Taiwan owns islands that are 10 miles from the Chinese mainland. And China lately has been invading its territorial waters, dredging sand around their islands. It's just pick, 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 pick. It's like a bird pecking out your liver. And that's what's going on. So we have got to send a message back to the Chaicoms. Knock it off. You're not going to invade China. No, you're not going to go down and invade Guam, one of our territories. I mean, people in Guam vote for president of the United States. They have an electoral vote. They really do. I think Tulsi Gabbard got it. But so, you know, this ain't going to keep happening. We have got to arm in a good way. Now, India, sophisticated country, very sophisticated country. It has an unbelievable number of languages and ethnicities, and somehow they hang together. We'd like the Chaicoms to be our friends, but you cannot let the Chaicoms get away with anything. Diplomacy with them is basically an invitation for fraud. What you end up doing is they'll negotiate anything, talk you to death, get you down, then they'll decide whether it's in their interest to obey it. And that's got to change. That has got to change. Their threats against our allies have got to change, and India is a big part of our plans. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. As always, thank you for taking my call. Good luck, President. Biden, that's pretty serious things. I want to mention Wisconsin quickly, and it's about Forever Chemicals again. There's a island. I know where it happens to be. It's French's Island up by La Crosse. They have big problems with Forever Chemical contamination. And right now, we talked about this the other day. They're using 5-gallon jugs of water, and they got to monitor their kids to make sure they, you know, use that instead of any water out of the tap. And they, you know, even their cats can't drink the water, so that's, it's a big problem up there. And it is proven to cause cancer, especially in young children. So far, to get to the gist of the situation here, the GOP has failed to recognize this Forever Chemicals, and people are being affected by it. There's not only in La Crosse, there's other places. It just happens to be in this island up there, French's Island, where people live. It's a serious situation because you have to watch your kids what they drink all the time. It's just I don't know. It seems to be, I try to bring this point up because I want people to realize this Forever Chemicals are a serious situation, and the GOP needs to get together with our governor and try to fix this water, because without water, you know, we're in big trouble, especially in this state. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that one up, Matt, and thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Paul, listen, you nailed a very important issue. I'm going to get to it right now. It's on our agenda, and let's do it right now. La Crosse has sued some of these companies and their employees, about 23 of them. And for the PFAS, that's a long chemical name, but it's Forever Chemicals. You're right. And there are people having to drink bottled water up there. But there's a much more a darker subtext and why I don't think the Republicans are going to cooperate, and here's why. They got $72,000 in contributions from these chemical companies that make Forever Chemicals. Actually, 3M, you know the company 3M, gave $70,558. And these come in to the Republican Party in Wisconsin, their Assembly Campaign Committee, and their Senate Campaign Committee. And then they'll give a few bucks to a Democrat to make it look like they're bipartisan, and they're not. And that is what they are doing. And it's not just La Crosse. In La Crosse, some people are having to bottle water. It'll leach into the Mississippi River. But up in Green Bay and the surrounding area, let's go north of Green Bay to Marinette County, bottled water. Kewaunee County, south of Green Bay, bottled water. Leached into Green Bay itself and therefore into the Great Lakes. So you're talking Mississippi River and the Great Lakes and Green Bay. And what do the Republicans do? When Evers DNR says, we're going to set limits on the discharge of Forever Chemicals, they sue to stop it because they say only the legislature can do that. And then they don't do it. And there's a state senator up in the Green Bay area who just came out and blasted the attempts to stop Forever Chemicals, saying there isn't enough research. But of course, they won't finance the research. Why would a state senator in Green Bay, very near Kewaunee and Marinette counties, why would somebody like that take the side of Forever Chemicals and the chemical companies? Why would Voss do that? Because they are getting, in this case from 3M, in the last couple of years, $70,558, which in an assembly race, in a Senate race, a lot of money. The truth is, all of their donors have their fingers deep into these people's souls. They really do. They will support any major donor, period, even if their constituents are getting cancer and have to do bottled water. And the guy up in Green Bay said, there's not really a problem because people drink bottled water. Well, all right, listen to me. Do you want to drink bottled water? What do you think that does to the value of your house? And not only that, you can't eat any fish you catch out of these streams. And not only that, this ends up in the soil. It ends up in crops. You touch it. You ingest it. It's in the air. You don't just get it out of water. That's what's happening. The Republican Party is a vandal party that is frankly just dedicated to its donors. They're policy mules for a Republican donor cartel. They will poison people in Wisconsin. They will poison our fresh water. They will destroy the democracy in this state, all to hang on to their miserable jobs so they don't get primaried. When they go to the supper club, they go down to the Dewdrop Inn. They're given the preferred seat under the moose head, and everybody comes by and says, "You are a big man." That is entirely what's going on. These people have no identity, no accomplishment, and they have no self-worth in the universe. And they really should. There's a lot of great things out there. There's a lot of great things they could be doing outside of politics or in politics. But they are permitting the pollution of our water with carcinogens right now. And that won't change until gerrymandering changes, Citizens United changes. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. There are people on the lines. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. And Wisco Paul, as always, thanks very much for calling. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.